Well, there we go. We're live. What's up, everyone? Aaron Nagler here, Cheesehead TV, coming to you live with your Packers Daily Chat on the Cheesehead TV YouTube, Facebook, and my Twitter account. Always good to see the fine folks here in the comments. Good morning to each and every one of you. Thanks for joining me. Packers obviously have a bye week, so not much going on around 1265 Lombardi. However, we will hear from the coordinators later this afternoon. Nathaniel Hackett, Mike Pettine, and Sean and stuff, Manenga. So that'll be exciting. I know you guys will be all waiting with bated breath for the quotes coming out of those availabilities. But good to see you guys. Good to see Brandy's here carrying the G. I know it's heavy. Don't want to shovel snow on top of it. Tom, myself and my sisters grew up in the VHS era, as did I. And my older sister, who has autism, insists on still using it. She gets new Barney and Elmo VHS tapes every Christmas and loves them. Tom, I'm down with that. Totally down with it. Mark, what's up, man? Did Olive get her dog for her birthday? No, no dogs. But it is her birthday. My baby is 13. I am now the father of three teenagers. What the fuck is going on? Is this finally the year for Leroy? It 1 billion. Percent should be. It is absolutely absurd that he's not in already. If you haven't checked out the video on the YouTube page where I lay out facts only about Leroy Butler's candidacy, I encourage you to check that out. I tweeted it out yesterday. It's on the homepage now at cheeseheadtv.com. It is patently absurd that he's not in. And I understand it's going to be hard with Charles Woodson going in, the perception of, oh, we don't want to put two Packers in, although you're not supposed to go in with a certain team. In fact, you don't. But I know circumstances are conspiring against Leroy, but I do not care. It is patently absurd that he's not in the Hall of Fame already. This should be the year. Second year in a row, he has been a finalist. Here's hoping Pete Doherty knocks that presentation off the map, out of the park, etc., when it has to get made. What's going on here, Arthur? Thanks for the super chat. When will the Packers announce playoff attendance? I would suspect sometime later this week. Maybe even earlier this week. We'll see. I wouldn't get too many hopes up around the possibility of fans at Lambeau for the playoffs. I don't think they're going to let many people in. Good morning from Los Angeles. What's up, William? Morning from New York. How you doing? Maybe the logic wins with Butler this year. Hold on. Slow down. Logic would have had Jerry Kramer in decades ago, but that never prevailed. So we'll see. Thanks. Good morning. Please don't punt the question. Jake, I don't know. What is the least wanted matchup in the playoffs? Not to be in the playoffs. I don't, you know, people, you're going to ask me the same question like 4,000 times, and it's not going to be, it's never going to be different. I don't fear a single team in the NFC, not one. There ain't a team that can beat this team other than this team. The Rams, yes, Aaron Donald's a problem, but if Aaron Rodgers and Matt LaFleur have shown anything, is that they can construct an offense in a way to move the ball regardless of where the pressure is coming from. Interior, exterior, perimeter, whatever. Doesn't matter. They can score on anybody, including the Rams. And then you turn it around, and what the Rams are going to have, what, a backup or Jared Goff at quarterback? Well, that's at least one interception, if not more. Give Aaron Rodgers a couple more chances. Done. Bears, really? You're scared of the Bears? The Saints? They beat the Saints once already in their shop. They got 4,000-year-old Drew Brees coming up into Lambeau Field in January. Come on. Washington, great defensive front. They may score negative 3 points. Come on. You really? There's a team out there that scares you? Seattle? They can't win in Lambeau. We all know this. If the game was in Seattle, the Seahawks would have a chance. It's in come on, guys. Hope I didn't punt on that question. Hope that gives you enough ammunition there to tear me apart. Tampa Bay. I want Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay is the one I'm rooting for. I want Brady in Lambeau. I want it. Bring it. Tell your friends. Tell your family. Aaron Nagler said it. I want the Bucks in Lambeau Field. I want to send Tom packing. Oh, God, I want it so much. I want it so badly. Come on. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. Aaron, your favorite two questions. But can Jair match Woodson, Big Lebowski watch party this offseason? Book it, Walter. Can he match Woodson? I mean, he's on his way. He's certainly got a great start, but, you know, a lot of ball game left in his career there. We shall see. What else we got here? And yeah, I think a Big Lebowski watch party has to happen. That definitely needs to work. Charlene! Hello! Thank you for the super chat. Happy birthday, Olive. Same as hers. Pretty cool. There's a super chat for Olive's guinea pig. Right. Good luck. So it's your birthday too, Charlene? Happy birthday. Happy birthday to one of the best Cheesehead TV Patreon members. Thank you, Charlene. Very, very generous of you. Thanks very much. Nathan, thank you for the super chat. I said this before, but bye week angst is for teams that we're going to lose anyway. Bye weeks during COVID are gold. I mean, it's a double-edged sword, right? I get the want or desire for a break, but it does give guys maybe a little bit more opportunity to wander around. Get outside protocols. I'm going to lie. Shit makes me nervous, especially in Green Bay, Wisconsin. I don't know, man. But I hear you. I'm down for the bye week when it comes to football. The COVID gets me nervous. Gets me nervous, especially when you see how quickly shit happened there in Cleveland, what they're going through. What were the questions you wanted to ask post-game but didn't get to? Did you get your answers yet? Andrew, I was going to ask Aaron something, but hopefully next availability I'll get to ask him. Anyone coming to Lambeau has their hands full? Absolutely. Why no Dylan last week? Because Jamal Williams was healthy. I keep telling you guys, I don't know how many times I got to say it. If the front two guys are healthy, Dylan's not going to see many carries. They're not going to carve out a part of the game plan for A.J. Dylan. He is there as a backup slash depth to step up if needed, which he was versus Tennessee. But with Jamal Williams back, he went back to being a backup. I've said it literally since August. That is what the rotation is. That's what it's going to be. Don't worry. You're going to see plenty of Dylan next year. Dylan is better than Jamal at some things, not all things, especially not pass pro. Who is better hands, Jair Alexander or Devontae in his second year? Yikes. I'll give that to Devontae. The Packers are the greatest team to ever play the game. Correctamundo, Matt, Matthew, Mattalicious. Look at you just spitting facts here this morning. Amazing. Oh, you should talk about Jair causing a fumble while being on the ground. Insane play. Noah, that's the second time he's done that in his career. He did it against, was it the Panthers last year? He did it again. He did it last year, too. That guy's insane, man. He's just a playmaker. He's just always after the ball. Just incredible. God, I love him. How overrated is the Bears-Packers rivalry? Jimmy Legs 06, get the fuck out of here. What are you... Overrated? It's the best rivalry. It's the only rivalry. It's 100 years old. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. What? What's better? What, Yankees, Red Sox? Like, you're going to fall asleep halfway through that game. Oh, I'm sorry. It's not even a game. You're going to play a series. Like, who cares? What? Lakers, Celtics? Yawn. Give me a break. It's the best rivalry. Overrated. Give me a break. Broncos, Noah Fant, thank you. Ethan, thank you very much. Yes, I couldn't remember what team it was. But yeah, last year, he's like falling on the ground, like rips the ball away from Fant. That play was awesome. Nagler's coming for the baseball purist. I love baseball. It's a great way to take a nap on a summer's afternoon. I love baseball. Baseball's great. Nothing wrong with baseball. But come on. Give me a break. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. Butler in the hall, February 6th. Rodgers MVP, February 6th. Packers win the Super Bowl, February 7th. Rodgers Super Bowl MVP, February 7th. February 8th, I die happy with a bottle of Spotted Cow. Dustin, that's quite the planner. I hope it all comes true except for that last part. You got to stick around so you can watch them repeat. Matt, thank you for the super chat. Can we play chess someday? Yeah, why not? Let's do that. Let's figure it out. Shoot me an email at aaron@cheeseheadtv.com. Loving Amos and Gary's play. Yeah, I got to say, man, a lot's been made of Rashawn Gary and his development. I think I talked about it a little bit yesterday. You know, Adrian Amos has been rock solid in his role and has gotten better all year long in a way that I kind of find surprising. I did not expect him to become the player we see here this last month or so. I thought he was always going to be kind of, you know, a solid back end guy, but man, he's all over the map. He is making plays. He's playing quick. He diagnosing quickly, not taking false steps, arriving with the ball. The guy has taken it up a notch. And to me, that is the big, I expected Gary to develop and improve. I didn't see this coming from Amos, and it is making a big, big difference for the defense. Josh, thank you for the super chat. Can't think of a good question, but here's $5 anyway. Go Pack Go from North Dakota. Josh, that is incredibly generous of you. Thank you, sir. RC, thanks for the super chat. Should we just fair catch and allow touchbacks as policy? The lack of special teams improvement feels like a disaster waiting to happen. Yeah, we've been talking about it on Watch Party. You know, it's funny because I said earlier this year here on these daily chats, I just want competence, just fair catch it and let the offense take over. And I got lots of pushback. People say, no, they got to try and return it. Well, now you know why. I'm just like, just give me competence. That's the baseline. Like, if that's your ceiling, if competence is the ceiling, just reach the ceiling. That's all I want. I'm with you, man. Dustin, thank you for the super chat. Happy birthday, Olive. This is for Olive's puppy fund. If that doesn't exist, Pappy's fund. Yes, Dustin, that will be earmarked for the Pappy's fund. Thank you very much. That is very, very generous of you, Dustin. Thank you so much. What else we got? Matt, thank you for the super chat. Should Sullivan replace King on some snaps at corner? No, definitely not. King, for as much as he can be frustrating, he is still valuable, especially on that perimeter spot opposite Jair. Sullivan is fine in the slot. He's a good kind of cog in the wheel, so to speak. But no, King is important, as frustrating as he might be at times. The only person I would suspect they would consider flipping out there is Josh Jackson, but he would have to be active for that to happen. So we'll see. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. Nags, I don't think most Packers fans, you few stand how big a signing Snacks is. No more triple team for Clark, pass rush up the middle for Barnes. Yeah, I mean, it's what I talked about on Twitter when it became official. What he does and is so important, you know, his arrival in Green Bay can be important because of what he allows everyone else to do. It's not so much that he's going to blow things up and be, you know, this highlight reel, but he definitely helps everyone around him in that defense. There's a reason Brian Gutekunst has been after him since March. You know, his ability to reset the line of scrimmage, to open things up, not only for the linebackers, but for Kenny Clark, hell, to even just spell Kenny Clark. Kenny Clark plays a boatload of snaps for a big guy, more than most. And just the idea that you maybe can get him 5, 6, 8 plays more off a game, that can be huge for this run here to the Super Bowl, because that's where they're headed, folks. Nathan, thanks for the super chat. Is there a Euchre fund? Euchre season. Nathan, there is no Euchre fund. I am sad to report. Dave, thanks for the super chat. Giants fans crying over Eagles giving up is a joke. Maybe they should have tried winning more games and not making it an issue. Go Pack Go from Maryland. Dave, the whole thing's kind of ridiculous, but yes, you are right. Giants absolutely should have won more games. But look, if you were like sitting there on Sunday night and the Packers playoff hopes rested in the Bears, you know, winning a game, and they took out whoever their starter, well, though, you can't use the Bears because, like, oh no, they took out Trubisky, put in Foles and got better, you know. But if that happened, you know, we'd be crying bloody murder too. So, you know, I don't blame Giants fans. You can only go with what you got in the moment. But yes, they should have won more games, no doubt. Does it matter when the Packers play soft coverage? Brandy, I think you're talking about the cornerback position there. I mean, I'm going to ask my pet today, point blank, if that's a call or that it is at the guy's discretion, because it sure seems like it's at their discretion. And if that's the case, someone needs to talk to Kevin. It's frustrating as hell. Do I like Goodell? I've met the man. He's pretty milquetoast. That's my favorite word. Got that one, got that one. Dustin got that one, got that one. Got that one, got that one. Just making sure I don't miss any super chats. Yukafun, got that one, got that one. Friend Chesco, thank you for the super chat. Many free agent questions about Jones. To me, you win in the trenches. If I'm Goody, I'm talking with Russ about how to retain Lindsley. Thoughts? Man, that's a tough one. We'll probably undoubtedly talk about it on Transplants tonight. I know it's a hard one. It's a really hard one. I'm with you as far as winning in the trenches, but the whole reason they drafted as many guys as they did on day three this year was in preparation of being able to, you know, restock, replenish, reload if and when it is time to let Corey Lindsley walk. Corey deserves to be paid, and I'm not sure the Packers have the space to do it. Now, can they make some magic happen cap-wise? If there is a guy in the world that can do it, it's Russ Ball. But I am not sitting here on January 6th counting on it. Now, maybe something changes. Maybe they get a deal done with some incentives. I don't know. But, yeah, it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough. The Hall is a joke. Correct. Sorry, guys. Brenton, thank you for the super chat. Packers-Bears isn't overrated, but I hate the Vikings more, to be honest. Probably an unpopular take. Maybe it's because I grew up in the 90s and 2000s. Brenton, not unpopular at all. I very much agree. I hate the Bears. They suck. Charlie Behrens had it right on our pregame show on Sunday. You know, it's a world of abundance. We can hate them all. But, to me, I hate the Vikings much more than I hate the Bears. I respect the Bears a little bit because without them, Packers don't exist currently. So I do hate both. But, yeah, I hate the Vikings a little bit more. I'm not sure how to say your name. Thanks for the super chat. We just could never catch the ball do the work. Deep, man. That is pretty damn deep. RC, thanks to the super chat. The football team's front seven going to get after Brady. I very much agree. Now, that said, they obviously have a plan to get the ball out of Brady's hands quickly, although it will be interesting to see how the marriage of Arians and Brady works in this regard because, you know, Arians wants to push the ball down the field and they have a lot of vertical stuff and this is not that kind of game, or it shouldn't be. So we'll see. Can't wait for Petten to punt on your question, Nags. Well, it's situational. Yeah, Mark, that is the coach's thing. LaFleur does it too. It's kind of maddening. Milquetoast with a lot of money. True. Fair point. Matt, thanks for the super chat. The Lions won just one playoff game with first ballot Hall of Famers Barry Sanders and Calvin Johnson. Does it get sadder than that? Oh, I'm sure it does, Matthew, but not much. Not by much. Lance, thanks for the super chat. No more thoughts. It's playoff time. Turn off your brain. No more thoughts. Thoughts are done. Bears are tied. Vikings are top of the hate list. Hi, Nags. Can you explain off-season contract restructures, which may help with our 2021 cap space? Tonks 21 Rev. What a handle. Check out Transplants tonight, 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Lambeau. Corey and I will be talking about some of the off-season twists and turns to come and what we think should or could happen. So there's my tease. In the biz, we call that a tease. Check that out tonight. Jeff Saturday unretires. I believe you mean Packers Pro Bowler Jeff Saturday. I still can't believe Jeff Saturday made a Pro Bowl the year he got benched in Green Bay. That's pretty amazing. Hating on the Lions seems mean. Haven't they been through enough? Steven, exactly. I mean, why make fun of the afflicted? All right. I'm going to have to get going here pretty soon. No more offseason. I know, Brandy. I know. It'll be short and quick. How's that? Dawson, thanks to the super chat. 80s REM, The Cure, or The Smiths? Oh, man, that's tough. Damn, that's tough. Probably the Cure. Ooh, or the Smiths are right there. I love REM, but they're definitely three of these three. Top three, number three. Oh, man. Oh, that's tough. Probably the Cure, though. Probably the Cure. What impact did Harrison make last game? He reset the line of scrimmage the few times that they tried to run the ball, allowed linebackers to flow and make tackles, and generally just caused a little bit more disruption than we're used to seeing. Now, he didn't play a ton of snaps, and I am very interested to see how much more they utilize him, given him a couple weeks now in the building. I got to think they'll have an expanded package for him, and I'm excited to see it. All right, guys, I'm going to have to get going. I can't thank you guys enough. Big B is here. What's up, Big B? Thanks so much, everybody. Please join us tonight. Packer Transplants, 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Lambeau time. It's going to be a lot of fun. Myself, Corey, going to be chit-chatting, talking Packers, lots of good times. Please hit like on this video. Subscribe to the channel. Tell your friends. Tell your family. Cheesehead TV. We are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. See you tonight at 5. Go Pack, go.